You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All righty. Hey, Wanda, happy holidays.
Back at you.
All right, thanks. Hey, I really love those glasses you picked up at the art fair there.
I know. What a find.
Yeah, they're flip down, flip left, flip right. Do those flip and fold in your pocket?
Well, no, they don't go in the pocket because I don't know that they'll last that long, you know.
They're just fun.
They're just fun sunglasses.
They're fun.
I'll wear them out pretty quickly, I'm sure.
You know, now, the holiday season is a time when people are full of family. They get together. They hang out. Polo comes over and hugs me. You know, I love your dog.
He's great at hugs.
Let me tell you, I sit out there in the last 5 minutes of the show before me on the couch in the green room. Polo comes up, shakes the tail, comes, puts his face in my lap. I swear to God, I'm calm.
I know.
I'm loving it. Gets me right in the mood to come out and share the energy.
I know. I don't know how I got so lucky, but he's magic.
He is, spiritually and everything. Yeah, so, Wanda, you went to the art festival. What did you see besides the glasses that caught your eye?
Well, lots of people.
Oh, yeah. That's
lots
what I
and
go
lots
for.
Of people.
I
hadn't been around all that types of people, you know, just all kinds of people.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's so, there, and they're showing it off.
And there are nice little outfits and whatnot.
Little being the operative word.
They've got the animals with them, the kids. Everybody. It was just great. It was nice. And it was beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather.
Of course. Nice, not too hot, not too cold.
Just right. Yep. Just like the porridge.
And another fine Art Basel in the books.
Yes, it is. But there'll be one right around the corner. Now, Wanda.
Start planning.
It is. So it's the holiday season. People get blue. They get upset. Either they're lonely, they're depressed, they didn't achieve their goals, whatever. We're all about positive energy. So let's talk about that. I've had great year this year. Let's just talk about some of the things that have happened. We got Vivian's kidney in January.
Yes.
We got
starting
Nikki
off the year with a bang.
I would say so. Then we got Nikki Freed elected in November.
I know.
That was exciting.
Good year to be freed.
Oh my goodness, it sure has been. Of course, we've had a lot of success in business. We were named the 25th largest real estate firm all by our little lonesome me, Jim Freed.
Mm.
So it's been great. We've had a great year in the Freed family, and I'm forgetting a big one. Oh yeah, my wife's nephew had his firstborn, so the next gen in our family started yesterday.
Bravo.
That is correct. High five to Asher and Ellie. More so to Ellie than to Asher, because Ellie did all the work. Asher just stood there and took the credit.
He did half of something.
He took the credit.
He took his part.
He took the credit. He's cool. He's done. They have really worked themselves out. They've gone, and they're living in Dallas. We're going to go out and hopefully see them after the new year once Vivian's got her sea legs under her.
Did you get a bingo or bingo?
We're going to go around Dallas.
Binga, girl.
Huh? Oh. It's a young man named Gabriel Israel.
Oh, lovely.
Gabe, I like that.
That's
Gabriel Israel. Israel's Vivian's father's name. So he's come back to be with us again and bring the positive energy from the spirit world back here on earth.
Mm.
It's a beautiful thing. It's the way
was
Jewish
he a little
people.
Snarky?
Israel? No, Israel was not snarky. He was a lovely dude, although he was a real pain in the ass at times.
See, that's what I thought.
All father-in-laws are. But he loved his wife. He loved his family. He loved me. I loved that guy.
Because young Gabe is bringing the snarky. Let me just tell you that.
Young Gabe is bringing it all.
He is.
Young Gabe is bringing it all.
I've got a sense about this.
He's got a little puppy already. They got a puppy. They got the apartment. But so anyway, people get depressed for the holidays. And so what you got to do is you got to think about what's positive. You got to reflect on the good things that have happened. You have achieved some goals. And if you really want to put it in perspective, focus on next year. Because when I get up in the morning and I put my foot on the ground, I step into the big O every time. You go, what's that? I go, opportunity.
Oh, boy.
Get up and it's opportunity. Opportunity.
Don't want to clean that up.
No, you don't want to clean it up. You want to make sure you exploit the opportunity or capitalize, I think is a better word than exploit.
Gather up the opportunity.
You got the holidays coming up. People go to the holiday parties. Rule number one, it's Thursday night. If you're coming home from a holiday party, go slow and hopefully you didn't drink.
No
drinking
Uber
and driving.
Uber,
U-B-E-R, Lyft, L-Y-F-T. You hit the app on your button, you save a life. You know, drunk driving has really gone down, and I want
to
thank
those. Even if it's your own rotten life.
Well, you know, so you be happy. You go up to the holiday party, keep your hands to yourself. Don't let the alcohol get you out of control there. But the real thing is that you should just take solace and it's a good place. I mean, if you try to deal with what everybody's sending you off of the TV, maybe you're not going to be so happy. But listen to our radio show. We're always happy and positive. Yeah. We're always sending people positive energy.
We do our best.
We are. You know, we got to get that lady from Peace Love World back again, too.
Elena, is that the clothing?
Elena Villasante, Vivian's friend, the woman that runs the clothing store.
I love the clothes.
the woman's spirit and way she handles herself are even just better. We had her on. We had Bruce on last year together.
It's been a while since she's been on.
She's been up on Home Shopping Network, so I got to have Vivian reach out to her. It's been about a year.
Please.
Vivian's going to have to do that. I know Vivian's listening and Vivian's watching. I love you, babe. And that's right. We're on Facebook Live on the Jim Fried Facebook page. I should broadcast this on the Freedom Business should. Facebook page.
You should.
I should probably do a bunch of Facebook Lives.
Can you double? We'll figure that out if you can double it up.
Well, you probably can. You just need two devices. I do have the extra device here.
That's not a bad idea.
And then the other thing I found out is that I can start putting it up on YouTube, but only post program is better because that way they'll get the sound. So we're going to start doing that too.
Oh, okay.
Becca Carlson handle helps us with all of that.
Instagram,
yes. Instagram, everything. I'm an Insta story. So I have to learn how to do that better next year. I've been really, I took this year, I don't want to say off, but I haven't been as groundbreaking as I was to find Vivian her kidney.
Hmm.
So I've got to start breaking some new ground on the social media stuff. But
breaking new ground?
On the social media stuff, yeah. I already know things I want to do. I want to tag things differently, position them differently, do more...
You want to meet new people.
Well, what I really want to do is on Instagram, I want to do more personal stuff. On the Jim Fried Twitter feed and Facebook feed, I want to make that personal. And I want to put the Freedom Business stuff on Freedom Business. And I want to put my real estate stuff on Sandstone Realty Advisors. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I planned for next year. And see, when you're planning for next year, that means you're not thinking if you were depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm happy. I've got the most wonderful woman in the world. She gets better every day. I've got my mom kicking butt every single day. Oh yeah, I got my brother-in-law, had the guts to go get back surgery today. High five to Brian. We love you. My sister's there supporting him. Asher and Ellie brought that new baby into the world. They'll be here within the next 6 months. Nikki Fried's going to get installed. And that, the show before us, they had a very, very kind of a sad view.
The trigger.
Yeah, a sad view of what was going on in politics today. I'd like to think that politics today are heading in the right direction. Because Nikki got elected, that's a positive thing for the people of America.
Well, I think we can only go in a positive direction because I'm a positive person.
You are. Your eyes sparkle.
Somehow we've got to keep going.
We are. Well, we're going to keep going. We're going to focus on the things that Nikki talked about. Stay in those lanes. Marijuana, medical marijuana, get that accessible to the people that need it.
Any holiday traditions?
At our house?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have holiday traditions. We go to Joe's.
Keeping people in a good spirit.
We go to Joe's. We go to Joe's on my birthday is Christmas Eve, so we go to Joe's on Christmas Eve. They always say it's Old Timers Day when we get there. Then we go again on New Year's Eve is another one of our holiday traditions. Then another holiday tradition that I have is sitting on my balcony and watching 5 billion different fireworks displays. Although as they're building the buildings, I'm losing the inland views, but I do still see all of the beach. I see South Beach, Fisher Island, downtown.
I think you see a lot from that angle.
I see about 10 to 15 to 20
That's
more.
All the way up to
Hollandale.
Wow.
Yeah. Sunny Isles, that too. But the one I like the best, South Beach is probably one of the better ones. Fisher Island is a good one. I see...
What are we talking about again?
Where the fireworks that
okay.
I see.
Sorry. I was thinking lights. I wasn't sure if it was like a light. Okay. Go.
Well, Hanukkah is the festival of lights.
Uh-huh.
We don't really put lights out.
My mom has lights everywhere.
That's right. 8 crazy days, you crazy girl, you.
Yeah.
And then we have that. And then, but what I've always found is that if you're feeling kind of blue, kind of off, call a friend.
I say go singing Christmas carols
door
to door.
That's good.
Do that.
That's good.
That picks your spirits right
always,
up.
Always deck the halls with
you're singing by yourself.
Boughs of Holly. Fa la 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 la.
Take a boombox.
Ba, 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 ba,
do they still have boomboxes? No. I'm stating myself.
No, they don't, but they instead
your boom
no.
Box.
So take three Sonos with you. That's
all right.
Hold one Sonos in one hand, one Sonos in the other hand. You put your iPad in your pocket. That's a boombox.
Take Alexa with you.
There you go. Hey Alexa, play some holiday songs.
Hey Alexa, can Alexa sing?
I don't know. Hey Alexa, I'm depressed. What next?
I'm sure somewhere Alexa is listening. Hey Alexa, can you sing a song?
Hey Alexa, play Jim Fried Show. There you go.
Oh boy.
There you go.
So nuts.
Wanda, what do you have as traditions for the holiday?
Drinking eggnog.
Oh well.
That's
awesome.
All I'm gonna do.
Awesome. Do you spike?
I don't
the
really
eggnog?
Like eggnog, but this year it's a new tradition.
Do you spike it? Of course.
Is there any other way?
No, I don't think so.
How do you I didn't know it came unspiked.
Well, you get it from like farm stores, and then you know.
Is that virgin eggnog?
Yeah, I guess it's a virgin eggnog.
That sounds sexy.
It does. You have it with your virgin sex on the
beach. My very first eggnog.
Talk about an oxymoron, virgin sex on the beach. But Wanda, so yeah, we have holiday traditions. My mom's going to come over. I'm going to see my mom. We watch football. I love watching the football games. I'll never forget. I watched on Christmas Eve, on my birthday, the longest football game ever played, when the Dolphins beat the Chargers in the longest game. It was like double overtime. Gary Premium kicked the winning field goal. I was moving up the little. You got them from
IHOP. It's a Christmas miracle.
It was the Christmas miracle before there was the Christmas miracle. Why don't we take a break and we'll come back and talk more Christmas miracles? We got more breaks. Come on.
All right. Well, we've got a little bit of music.
All right. Play a little music and then we're going to come back and have some of that funny stuff that we look up.
Let's make a gingerbread house.
I think that'll be fun too. I love gingerbread. It's spicy.
I like to eat it.
I like gingerbread spicy. I love it.